You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The following segment is from NFL University on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
My defensive line fight, Aaron Donald versus Cam Hayward. There was a couple of guys that I almost picked here to go up against Aaron Donald. I think Aaron Donald had to be the number one option just because he's Aaron Donald. For sure. Aaron Donald legitimately looks like he could just go be a heavyweight boxer too, and be good at it. Like Derek Wolfe was somebody that I considered just because I think of all the stories like from that Broncos locker room about what a psychopath he is and how like a Super Bowl winning team that had an incredible defense that had like peak Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware, and they were like, no, Derek Wolfe's the guy that nobody messes with. That's the dude that everybody's afraid of in the locker room. So I thought about him, but he's coming off a hip surgery. I don't think Derek's getting around very well these days. So I went with Cam Hayward, who seems to be only getting better with age. And I think physically, he's got the best chance of matching up with Aaron Donald.
I'm not betting against Donald against anybody. When a person like Aaron Donald willingly flaunts his physique like Aaron Donald does, I feel like it's for a reason, right? Like he wants you to know, don't mess with me. So sometimes it's just all talk, but I don't think that's the case here with old Donald.
You've seen him like spar with the guy with knives, right? You've seen that video where he's like, he's sparring with the trainer and the trainer has knives in his hand and he's still
very
like,
normal thing to do.
All the punches.
What game was it where Aaron Donald like went to the sideline, took off his pads and everything, and then put his helmet back on to go start a fight? Like after the game, I don't remember who it was against, but yeah, that's Aaron Donald. Like he took all of his stuff off, put his helmet back on, and then said, "Okay, let's go." Yeah,
I'm not betting against Donald.
Yeah,
even though Cam Hayward is interesting because he does have the length, but I just don't know if there's he is just a ball of power. He's just in a ball of explosion. I would not bet anyone to beat him. Maybe
like
in the world.
Body shots? Good Lord, man.
And just his speed. Like, there's a legitimate chance, I think, that if Aaron Donald took boxing seriously and stepped into a ring, he's just like prime Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Just dominating
him. Like, give Aaron Donald 9 months. He could be the, like, MMA champion.
Endurance is there. Power is there. Agility. Like, everything you need is there. He probably just needs to work on it, like fine-tune his, you know, throwing punches. And that should take nothing for a guy like that.
You can listen to the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.